When it comes to school funding, Illinois has been ranked as the worst in the country because our system is so inequitable. Basically, that means some schools offer a lot of advanced placement courses and have fancy science labs and swimming pools, while other schools can't afford new math books and have to cut their band programs. The fight over how to fix this has gone on for years. Over the summer, State Senator Kimberly Lightfoot, a Democrat from Maywood, has been hosting an ongoing series of meetings with lawmakers from both parties, plus dozens of stakeholders, also known as lobbyists, representing every constituency of K-12 education. I can't bring you any audio from those meetings because they're closed to the public and the media, but people who do attend say Lightfoot's work group is where the hard questions get asked and answered.
Well, I'm not really concerned about what people think.
That's Lightfoot speaking by phone last week, explaining why her meetings are closed.
Again, I've spent almost 18 years in the legislature. My passion has been education. I've served on the Senate Education Committee for almost 18 years. And there is no way that you can do a bill this nature, open it to the public and transparent with the media, because it holds back the discussions. It holds back legislators. Everyone has to be politically correct in their answers instead of us looking at the serious issue that we're ranked 50th in school funding across this country.
As a starting point, they're using a measure Lightfoot sponsored late last session after it became clear that no other plan on the table would win approval. Hers is essentially a combo platter, merging the most popular Democratic plan, pushed by Senator Andy Menar, with the so-called evidence-based model, pushed by Republican Senator Jason Barrickman. Lightfoot views both of those plans as promising but imperfect.
Senator Menar is very involved and active in the meetings. I think that he had significant efforts to get the bill passed, but there were some things that apparently was missing that couldn't garner the full support of the caucuses or to get the House to call the bill. No one has said that the evidence-based model is our cure-all, and that's what we're willing to accept either. So there's some good things about the evidence-based model that we're still vetting out, and we're still seeing, is there any loopholes there that would make this not be successful? So you have two different strategies on how to get to adequacy and equity, and that's what we're working on.
The two committees include basically the same cast of characters, but the format differs. In the Governor's Commission, stakeholders meet privately for 2 hours with the experts and usually without lawmakers. And then after a break, the lawmakers meet with experts while stakeholders and any interested media observe. In Lightfoot's group, everyone meets together and the questions fly freely.
We are much further ahead in our discussions than the Education Commission is.
And you know that because you're on also the Education Commission.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Serving on both.
So how far ahead are you?
We are far enough to identify that poverty concentration is a single issue that we have to really focus in on and narrow. We've dived into the equity conversation and what we think is adequate. We've not done that on the commission yet. We've actually heard from a couple presenters that the EFACT Commission already heard from about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And so we were just a little ahead because we've been working on this already.
Both groups share the goal of crafting a new funding plan by the end of January. And then whatever they come up with will be debated publicly. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.